Blog Talk Radio.
Death and life are in the power of the tongue. So we've come to tell you tonight, be blessed. In fact, just look at three people around you, tell them, be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed.
Bishop, I was on an airplane on my way to see you. And the Lord began to speak to me and said, write these words as encouragement to the saints around the world.
Be blessed, my brother. Be blessed, my sister. Be blessed wherever.
Tonight, all of the hurt and the pain that you've gone through, God's got an answer for you tonight. You might be hurting,
you
might be crying,
you might be crying,
you might be worrying,
you might be worrying and frustrated too.
Let me encourage you.
Keep on praying.
riding on that airplane that day,
my.
I thought about everything you'd been through.
Yes.
And everything the people of New Orleans have been through.
Oh, we've been through a lot.
And I started thinking, what is the solution? And God said, tell him to pray.
That's it.
And watch him change.
Watch God change.
Woo!
Yeah.
I pray for you.
Oh,
you pray for me.
You pray for me. And watch God change things.
Just get on your lunch break. Would you just take a moment out to pray for me? Because I'm going to be praying for you. One God. Now, you know what's going to happen if you pray for somebody around you. Just look at somebody and tell them, I'll pray for you. You pray for me. What's getting ready to happen?
Watch God change me.
Won't it change? I'll pray for you. You pray for me.
Amen, amen. Watch God change things. We got to be blessed. We're going to continue with our featured artist for tonight, Bishop Paul S. Morton, on this Friday night. We're playing our Sizzling Sounds Showcase on the Rainbow Voice Network. And we're going to continue with Carlos Martin with I'm Still Standing.
attacked my body with cold and cancer, but I stood on the word. Isaiah 53:5, he was wounded for my transgressions.
Oh Lord.
He was bruised for my iniquity, and with his stripes I'm healed, and I'm a living witness. I got double for my trouble. Katrina couldn't stop it. My body is healed of cancer. I'm standing. I'm standing through it all. I'm standing on the way.
On that point, we're going to go into our news segment, and our news segment was about, we're going to talk about it was a news article that a gay man was arrested for refusing to leave sick partner's bedside. Roger Gourley was arrested at a hospital in Kansas City, Missouri, on Tuesday for resisting hospital security, and they forced him from his sick partner's bedside. Gourley and his partner, Allen, had been together for 5 years and had a joint power of attorney to recognize their relationship. But when Gourley went to visit his partners at Kansas City Research Medical Center Hospital, a member of Allen's family asked him to leave. When Gourley refused, security forced him off the premises in handcuffs, reportedly placing a restraining order on him so he can't return. The hospital denies the restraining order. But back in 2010, President Barack Obama ordered all hospitals receiving Medicare, Medicaid payments to allow patients to determine who has visitation rights and who can make medical decisions. The right extended to gay and lesbian partners and is supposed to be given designated person the same rights as immediate family members. Research Medical Center responded to the allegations in a Facebook post this afternoon. This was an issue of disruptive and negligent behavior on by the visitor that affected the patient care. The hospital response followed the same policies that would apply for individuals engaged in the behavior in a patient care setting, and was not in any way related to the patient's or the visitor's sexual orientation or marital status. Okay. He said, I dare you to read the story and then tell me our relationships aren't real. This is a textbook case of medical establishment siding with a homophobic family rather than keeping the patient's best interest at heart. And it's vile. Keeping these two thoughts in our mind thoughts in light of the unjust challenges ahead, and we know that this is unfair. Okay, we're going to return to our music. Bishop Martin. And then the last song would be coming from Your Tears is the name of the song.
Your
just a relief. Of the pain
said, we have definitely enjoyed the music tonight, and we are going to close out tonight, and we want to thank you for joining us tonight, and join us every Friday night at this time, 11:30 to midnight, and we're as we showcase musicians and artists of all likes and go over issues regarding the LGBT community. And I just thank you for joining us and see you next week. And also we'll be increasing our time as we go into our next week, and we'll be having other shows and events as we go ahead. So good night and have a blessed weekend.
For the